Jim Nathan.
Thank you.
A good voice.
That was really nice.
Thank you.
Do the other songs complement, or do they kind of, meaning from the Planetary Scales album, do they kind of speak to each other, or does one go into the next?
Yeah.
How would you describe that?
You know, if you wanted to kind of have an experience of those, you should listen to them on the day, right? Moon on Monday, Mars on Tuesday. That's a fun experience and something I do sometimes where I'll play them for myself. One a day. Listening to them all back to back can be kind of a funny experience because they aren't they don't relate to the energy of the day very well.
Yeah.
You know, if you do that. You could do that though. In terms of do they speak to one another, not only if the planets are meant to speak to one another, you know? The sun doesn't really do that at all, you know.
Yeah, that's more of a celestial being than a planet.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas the moon is a reflection.
Yeah.
Or reflects all the energy in the universe. The Mars wants to talk to everybody.
Yeah. That's funny because I was born on a Monday and I feel like I reflect. People tell me I do very good imitations, or Jody does. Get born on a Monday and you can reflect.
So
what day was everybody born on? Do you know?
I don't know that.
You don't know what day? How about you, Kim? Do you know what day you were born?
I was born at 3 a.m. on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Tuesday.
Yeah, so Mars.
You have a bit of fire in you, yeah? Mm-hmm. What about Kelly?
She's wearing red.
Yeah. Kelly, what day of the week were you born?
I can't remember that far back.
Well,
that's a good answer.
Here's to not remembering when the day you were born. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Actually, it was December 11th, 1976, but I forget the actual day and time. Mm.
I've heard you play this, play the music in other spaces, and heard it online. I enjoy it. I recommend people go and see it. I'm going to actually skip to another question, though, because it relates. You have an upcoming music event. Yeah. Do you want to put a plug in?
And, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great monthly series at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill called the Sunday Night Swim. And, I'm going to play for the first time live, I think. I'm going to play Venus. I don't usually get to play Venus because Venus is Friday.
Yeah.
And during Holy Week, we don't play music on Friday.
Yeah, because it's silent.
It's silent. So I've never played Venus for people, and this is like a 40-minute version of Venus.
On the question sheet about what you're asking them.
We've got a cheat sheet here, listeners, by the way. We're jumping around. I wonder here. Let's see. Do you want to ask your question, Kelly, about the CREATE organization?
Oh, come on.
You were real keen to ask him about that, and that, yeah.
Tell us about the CREATE organization and how you got involved in it.
CREATE's the Arts Council for Green Columbia Schoharie Counties, and I was their interim director after I left Camp Hill, and I'm still involved in that org because I think they do cool things. They primarily provide grants to artists and also are a community-based art gallery. Just had a really cool show open recently there, a women's show. And they have a children's show coming up, I think. I'm not the one to plug CREATE, really. But it's a cool organization. And the reason how I got involved there, I think, or what drew me in there, was people being involved there that I respected and thought would be fun to work with. And I was right. And it's a great, great place.
Yeah, and it's is a Catskill base, Greene County base.
It is the gallery's in Catskill, but they provide Arts Council services to three counties. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I think they're doing great work, and it's local. So and they Camp Hill Hudson was got a grant.
You're
from
a grantee.
So,
yeah.
I wanted to ask you something about, and so. We're on the last page, Kim. I actually wanted, and in different ways, right. You alluded to, you know, the earthy and the electronic. Oh, yeah. But technology, you and I have had one-on-one conversations about how we as human beings engage in it, either consciously or unconsciously, and we were even part of a wider group conversation recently, where this example was given about, you know, most tools that we as human beings use, it's kind of something that isn't necessarily attached to our body, and that we, you know, if we have a, we have to, we need to get a hammer, nail this nail in the wall, we pick it up, we use it, and then when we're done, we put it away, and it's left there. You know, we have utilized the tool. And I know you're kind of one that is an advocate of being consciously engaging with the technology, I think is a fair way of how you said it. But the aspect of the cell phone, like, in particular, is that we can sometimes be, instead of using the cell phone as a tool, the cell phone can maybe turn the table and use us. And
it does that.
That the cell phone's picking us up.
Yeah.
And that, you know, the constant notification dictates to us what we engage in rather than us using it for what we need. And so I'm just wondering if you can talk about that phenomenon. And
well, how much time do we have?
Yeah. I would say 2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes.
Oh,
but you feel that this isn't talked about in wider circles.
It's delicate in the music world, I think, because I don't want to come across kind of critical of other people's creative practices or anything. I do think it's important to use those tools intentionally. I love technology, and I make a lot of electronic-based music. They are tools to me. There are elements of that I'm really cautious about for myself, which is I'm cautious to not acquire a piece of equipment so that I can go perform or record and sound like that piece of equipment, and that's very easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy hole to fall into. I only want a tool if it fits into my kind of creative process or the workflow that I have. The other thing that's important to me is to always have a human compositional element.
Yeah.
Generative music is really popular in the electronic world right now. There is a generative element to what I'm doing with electronic music, but it's only an element, and it has to be, in my work, met with like human composition. I'm interested in, you guys must have read it from Bandcamp or somewhere. I'm interested in that intersection. I think that's interesting. I also believe, which is a little bit of paraphrasing Rudolf Steiner, that if we do not engage with it and act with it intentionally, it will carry on without us and do things that maybe we don't want it to do. And in the creative world, I think that's just so incredibly easy. There's questions that are always arising for me about what is it am I harnessing and what is it that I'm doing with all of that and where am I in that, and that's just the journey I'm on. I find all that really interesting. Cell phones are a whole other addiction.
Yeah, it does get into an addiction, but it was an example that I think most people can relate to in terms of a broader conversation. I think, what am I harnessing as it relates to technology? Is that a good way to,
a
broader way for us to just be like when we're engaged with whatever technological
devices? Am I harnessing something of my own creation, or am I amplifying something of artificial creation? And I'm personally not that interested in that for myself. I don't mind going and hearing other people do it, but it's not necessarily my own creative pursuit.
We'll have to leave it at that, because we have a couple. But thank you. We have Lori. Shall we ask him? Tell us about your new job, your upcoming job. You want to ask him?
What kind of job do you do, Nathan?
Your new job.
So next week I start a new job at an organization called the Healthcare Consortium, which is right down the street here, right around the corner.
Healthcare Consortium here in Hudson.
Another great org that is part of like a rural health network and helps provide access to healthcare for people.
So you're looking forward to that?
I am really excited about it.
Yeah. good luck to you on that.
Good luck.
And then thanks. Kim has a, we have two questions left here. Kim and Kelly. Yeah.
Do you have any hobbies, and what do you do in your spare time?
I mean, music's definitely a big hobby of mine, and that's I devote a lot of my free time to that. I raised two boys, yeah. So that also consumes a lot of my time. They're 12 and 15. Collect records, listen to records.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We love records.
Yeah, I do a lot of that. Go to Spikes in Catskill for fun, and do a lot with that. I used to do a lot of hiking. I don't really do a lot of that anymore. Maybe I've spent enough time in the woods. Maybe
hiking.
I would love to join you side by side.
Maybe I've had it.
Maybe we can find some objects, too, that can be sound.
We could go perform branches together down at High Falls or something.
Oh, yes. How about that, everybody? Shall we perform branches, Kelly?
You need only three people. You need three people.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a trio performing for branches.
Oh, so it sounds like you've done this before.
I've done it before.
Oh, my God. Branches. Okay.
Branches.
Well, we won't keep... you shouldn't try this at home, right? That's not for the listeners.
No, you should.
You can do three branches at home.
You need two friends.
The two friends. Yeah. Okay. I'll take you up on that.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice on how to lead a good life?
Oh, that's a good, great question, Kelly. Did you write that question? It's really good.
That is a good one.
You know, I give this advice to my children a lot, is that you have to do things that bring you joy. That the pursuit of happiness, and Michael knows this from Carla Pietzner. Finding joy is more powerful to me than trying to look after happiness. So I try to do things and surround myself by people that bring me joy.
That sounds...
And what is the song we usually sing? I'm not going to try to sing it now, but we've got joy down in our
hearts.
Deep, deep down in our hearts.
Yep.
J-O-Y, down in our hearts.
Kelly's
not wanting to sing.
No,
deep, deep down in our hearts.
I don't want to sing. We need Nicholas for that one, yeah, Kelly. Nobody sings that like Nicholas.
Finding joy.
Joy. Yeah.
Well, it's been a joy chatting with you and hearing you play. So thank you, Nathan.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me. It was awesome.
And this was Live by Life with the Camp Hill Hudson Radio Group on WGXC 90.7 FM.
That's Nathan.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Töfra brá, loga frá. Er það draumur eða er það? μισάω τον ζουμσάμαν ως τα βουρυμής τον του τελείες ημένες διεθήν ότι είναι τέτοιρ χάνει να χάει ούτε χάμει κι ουγγιάει δεν θα παραλούβα έκνα αλ ούντε γερ φέχτα κβάλ του πατώ κι νιούκα μόρτου σκιό μίλτο χιό και μουνό.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I'm a soon-to-be volunteer at the library, and I'm from New York.
I'm 15, and I'm 10 years old from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. Before we dive in, I just wanted to note that the WGXC pledge drive has been happening over the past week. And we want to thank everyone who donated and supported WGXC. It's never too late to become a sustaining supporter of the radio station to help keep a sustainable foundation of funding for WGXC to keep radio shows like Bound by Books on the air. WGXC is celebrating 13 years of being on the airwaves locally, which is super exciting. And that means that Bound by Books is also turning 13, which means we are officially teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Da, 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 da. We're so old.
It's awesome that I'm 13 when it's turning 13. Yeah. I am 13, but you know, same yeah. thing.
Totally. You're about the same age as the radio station. Fatia is a bit younger. Fatia has not known life without WGXC. That's a beautiful thing. But we're really grateful to WGXC, and we're grateful to all who support it. So thank you to the sustaining donors and the one-time donors and all the listeners and to everyone who helps make WGXC a special station. So just wanted to say that before we dive into the books. If you do want to join the sustaining donors or make a donation, you can always go to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 to make a donation. Hope you will. But I'm excited to have Jada and Fatia back this week after a brief hiatus of them on the radio. So welcome back to you both. Excited to hear what you've been reading or what you're planning to share today. Why don't we start with Fatia this week?
I have a book that I wrote. It's called The Lost Siblings. Once upon a time, there lived a happy family until one day they went to a drive-thru. On the way, the cars were all in accidents. Luckily, the siblings survived, but the parents did not. Everyone else survived. Then the kids couldn't go home, so they had to go to adoption. Days turned into weeks. Weeks turned 2 months. Soon it was April 1, 2022. Finally, someone wanted to adopt them, all of them. When they got home, they met their mean sister. She kept on yelling at them. The parents said, if you don't stop, we will put you up for adoption. Then they all listened, but the sister didn't. You're gonna get a whooping if you don't stop being mean. The sister said, I'm too grown for one. The siblings and parents beat her up and put her up for adoption. No one liked her. That's what you get. We want you, they all said.
Was that the end?
Yeah.
That is quite the story. That sounds like a bad dream. I feel like when I was a kid, I think it was when I first learned that like there was a plan in place for like what would happen if my parents like died or for whatever reason couldn't take care of me, like who I would end up staying with. And like it had never crossed my mind that I could lose my parents. And I remember having a dream in which I don't think my parents had died, but they were like going to jail or something. Like they were going away for like 20 years. And I was going to go live with my Aunt Sue and my Uncle Bob. And I remember just being in my dream like, what? Like, what's happening? That may have been when I first learned how to stop bad dreams from happening. I'm very skilled at that. I don't know if you know this about me. If I'm having a dream and I don't enjoy where it's going, I often can be like, do you know what? This is a dream. I don't have to do this anymore. And I can just like either wake myself up or like switch what's going on in the dream.
Wow, that's a superpower for sure. Mm-hmm.
So Fatia, the story you read, is that a full story or is that a chapter in a story?
It's a full story.
Wasn't sure if there was going to be further tales of any of the siblings. It was very dramatic. Thank you for sharing your writing with us.
You're welcome.
Jada, what did you want to talk about today?
Well, I was doing this reading assignment in school, and our summary, I didn't know Shadow and Bone was a book series first, so I have to check that out. But by the same author, I read their other book called The Six of Crows, and I really enjoyed it. It was super intense, and I'm going to get the next book so that we can because I have to do like writing assignments on each book that I read with like my special teacher and stuff, which is awesome because now I get two books because we also have a book club reading. So awesome. Yeah, it was a very intense book full of a lot of action. Didn't want to put it down. So yeah, I...
Can you give us
the
a
author
little...
is Leigh Bardugo, and I would extremely recommend people to read her stuff. Like, she's an incredible author.
And yeah, I haven't read that one yet.
I watched the Shadow of Bone TV
or
series.
Did I?
That was good.
Actually, maybe I did read Six of Crows. I always get confused on which one I read.
Yeah, I don't know. But that was a good one. So I'm going to get the sequel, then we're going to read it. And then maybe I'll get the Shadow and Bone books. I kind of know what's going to happen, but I'd like to see the original. And then she's getting up with other books. So, you know, it's perfect for me because I love reading.
Oh, yeah, I totally read that book. Sorry, I had to look it up. I always get confused just on which title is which, the Shadow and Bone versus Six of Crows.
Six of Crows is a duology. I think, not duology, whatever. Duology. And Shadow of Bone is a trilogy, so.
Yeah, I've only read the first book in Six of Crows, but I thought the character development was pretty fun. Like
I like how
cast.
This isn't really a spoiler that much, but they started the chapter with something that would eventually tie in, like, five chapters in, and I guess that they did that for both books because there was an excerpt in the other book I was reading. So I just really like her writing style, and I recommend that for everyone. So yeah, that was pretty much the main book I read.
Do you want me to read the description of it?
Yeah, it's a very good book and a cool description too.
Cool. So it goes, Ketterdam, a bustling hub of international trade where anything can be had for the right price. And no one knows that better than criminal prodigy Kaz Brekker. Kaz is offered a chance at a deadly heist that could make him rich beyond his wildest dreams, but he can't pull it off alone. A convict with a thirst for revenge, a sharpshooter who can't walk away from a wager, a runaway with a privileged past, a spy known as the Wraith, a heartrender using her magic to survive the slums, a thief with a gift for unlikely escapes, six dangerous outcasts, one impossible heist. Kaz's crew is the only thing that might stand between the world and destruction if they don't kill each other first. I love a good heist, so that's really fun. And I liked, there's like, they get separated at times. Like, there's parts of the book where they're all together, but there's parts where they're separate. Yeah, and so you get to see, like, different sides.
One of the characters of the book is Jesper, which isn't spoiling that much. I just really wish that she kind of, maybe in the next book they will, I don't know, expanded more on that character, because I really like him. I think he's, like, the best out of the bunch. Okay. But maybe that could also just be my bias, because I saw the Shadow and Bone series. Just let me double check who I think it was. Yep, I have a bias. So
that's cool. Well, I remember reading that this was a Battle of the Books book, and I remember, I'm pretty sure it was Amelia, a former Bound by Books co-host, who was like, all of the best books have descriptions of characters like that. How it was like a convict with a thirst for revenge, a sharpshooter. Like, she was really into books that had like that in the description, where they were like, these unique characters, one after another. And I agree. Yes. I mean, maybe not all of the best books are like that, but this was a really good one. But I never read the second one. Maybe I'll do that sometime.
Oh, I just double checked. Shadow and Bone is both of those. So it's a mix between the Six of Crows duology and the Shadow and Bone. I guess it's called the Grisha trilogy. So they mesh the two together. So it's the same thing.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting.
Sadly, it's canceled, but people are trying to bring it back.
That's hard when there's shows that get canceled that you really want to know more about.
They're so good, too. Netflix has been picking up steam and everything, and then it just went crashing down with all the K-drama / cheesy Hallmark romance movies. But that's okay. Yeah. Anyway, read the books.
Yeah. The books. Make a movie in your mind, you know, while you're reading. Well, I read a very different book that I was going to share today, and I listened to it on audio, but I'm curious to see what it looks like in print, because it's a found verse novel. So the authors of the book took a piece of literature from, I believe it was, when was it published? Sometime in the late 1700s. I can't remember the exact date of publication, but there's a book published in the late 1700s that was a memoir. It was the first book to be written in English by a person of African descent. And it was his memoir recounting his experience growing up in Africa and then being sold into slavery and his experiences throughout his life as an enslaved person, and then his life as a freed person, and his many travels through that time period. And so the authors took this original work and took words from it and made a found verse novel that recounts his life. But then it also has like some sections that provide historical context for what's going on in the story as well for young readers. So the original book was called The Interesting Narrative of the Life of Eluda Equiano or Gustavo.